Yes, you was born your banana back.
Praise Jesus much, children of God. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your lives?
You
and move on, greet your brethren in a way of waving at them and wish them the best. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Most people say today we've not stood up, clapped, welcome God the Father. That's a way perhaps when you went in holiday and you forgot to welcome the one sit on the donkey and you moved to welcome the one the donkey. One day the Lord Jesus, he entered at Jerusalem. He was on a donkey.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. He was on a donkey. And they laid mats and the branches on the floor. And the donkey came walk upon them. And they
were
calmed it much more than the one sitting on the donkey. They
were
calmed the donkey more than the one who sat on it. And he told them, after you
will
come, you're going to begin to persecute me. Now what is this? The others who seem welcome, Jesus sits on the donkey. It's not him they welcomed. They welcomed the donkey so much they honored it. Those happens in ministers every day. We fail to glorify the Holy Spirit who is to minister through that servant.
And
we honor the servant so much. And we forget the Spirit who is with him to work. All the great things.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Now,
that aspect we get it. We first stand up and we glorify God the Father. And his words and his Holy Spirit. Those
who
feed us food of the word which is extremely sweet and to finish away thirsty of the word to help us in understanding and to know it as the minister comes going to minister and to stand on their behalf and then you see it
and
then we welcome those the donkeys they came upon. We welcome those donkeys. Is it not that? Yes. Lest we take the glory of the honorable. For him in John chapter 14, 26, he says, when the Spirit will come and remind you all, and he will teach you all. It means us when we've stood, we've not stood by ourselves. We've not stood by ourselves. But we stood by him who is the great teacher. The Spirit of truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. They have told you electricity is so minimal. But let's slowly go by that. God's going to increase it. Praise Jesus much. Now we believe that we've not stood here by ourselves. But I think that too will become another topic.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
now time has been there long. People forget to welcome the Holy Spirit to minister within the ministers. But they will come most of those ministers and to give them many honors.
You see,
But that's not the way.
Paul
spoke to Corinthians chapter 3, he said, we don't think we have what to speak to you by ourselves. But those we speak, they come from God. He gives us that proof. All those we shall speak on them later. And by name and voice. Apostle Ronald Hope Witness. Together with Pastor Samuel Newman. And the Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Son of the living God. We base in this ministry. The new generation. Which has the full knowledge of God. And His glory. And this time to move and reach unto you, resetting order in the church of God as we manifest and show the ways of God. Praise Jesus much. We are on the sixth part. Praise Jesus much. And we move on to demonstrate that. And we last ended as we saw the order of the Word of God. Order, principle, or the rhythm of preaching and teaching the Word of God. And it appears command by command. Command by command. Those are 2, 4 and above commands. Two scriptures. Four and above. To saying scripture by scripture. Scripture by scripture.
Verse by verse.
Oh, verse by verse. Verse by verse. Verse by verse. 2, 4 and above verses. When he says here a little, there a little, he said first from the Old Testament and from the New Testament or from the different books which make up the Bible. Praise Jesus
Christ.
And those we saw in Isaiah 28, the verses 9 up to 13. And he said through that he passes to capture all those hidden in the name of God. And they have appeared preachers of His word. Yet they have not brought its order.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And He told us that all these scriptures, He made lots for them, and He put also a measuring line. According to that, we read Isaiah 34, verses 16 and 17.
He
said, ask to seek in the book of God all that we need to know in the heavens and earth, even above the heavens. And the Spirit moved on, gather all of them. And God made lots for them. He even made and put a measuring line where their meaning ends.
But
those we saw them in Isaiah 28, and he said that justice will be a measuring line in righteousness. It will be a plumb line measuring its meaning. Praise Jesus much. Now we go to explain the justice of the scriptures, the way they move, 2, 4 and above commands, 2, 4 and above verses from the New and the Old Testament or from the different books of the Bible, to remain with Christian justice. The measuring line of justice, that of scriptures. In this day we are mostly going to look at that plumb line of righteousness,
which
measures the meaning of the scriptures where they end.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now we're going to mostly look at that.
the plumb line of righteousness, that of scriptures, which measure many of the scriptures where they end, lest you subtract and you add in, lest you twist the meaning of the scriptures, and you think you've remained still serving God, and that you minister to the children of God. Praise Jesus, man. Now, when we briefly get back, according to Isaiah chapter 28, from verse 9 to 10, he began saying like this. Isaiah chapter
28,
from verse
9.
Yes. Whom will he teach knowledge?
And
whom shall he make to understand what is preached? Those weaned from the male,
or
those who have taken from the breasts. That word, Isaiah 28:9, when he asks whom will he teach knowledge, and whom will he make what understand what is preached.
This
wind from the milk of the word,
those
who are fleshly born again, for they are the ones willing to be able to learn. Even these who
been,
or from the breast they have gotten saved, a little moment they want to know. For he speaks of them, 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 2 to 3. That as newly born babies, desire the milk of the word which will grow you.
Says
those are one who are willing for the other who have been old in salvation. They
have
gotten used to twisting the meaning of scriptures, subtract and adding in them. In this time on, they are not willing to be aligned, because the plumb line of righteousness, that which
measures
the limit of the meaning of scriptures, and it hinders you to twist or to subtract and to add in them. It captures them that yes, preaching that they have been preaching, but to understand what is preached, they must not have gone beyond their meaning. As we follow the plumb line, that measure the righteousness of the scriptures in meaning, they have not gone beyond from that God means. And the next verse says like this. Isaiah chapter 28 verses 10.
Olunyiriri, kolunyiriri, olunyiriri, kolunyiriri.
Because if we is to teach, it appears command by command. Two, four, and above commands. In their lots, the lots which measure the meaning, which measures the justice, it measures justice, that of the scriptures.
There
is justice that this one goes with this one. The measuring line of the scriptures, those which are at the same.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. He said 2, 4 and above verses upon all issues to be spoken of in the word of God as we are preaching. And he say here a little, there a little. From the Old and the New Testament. Or from the different books making up the Bible. To be able to remain. When justice of the scriptures, they are the laws which they follow, it's remained moving in righteousness. And that takes us in the line of righteousness, that of scriptures,
which does not go beyond their meaning. If you go beyond it,
then
the scriptures move on like that. In every command God commands us, they come to fore and above commands. They will find you when you twisted the meaning, and they will catch you. According to verse 13, how he says, he speaks as he says like this. Isaiah chapter 28, verse
13. Bagende bagwe bugazi bamenyeke bategebwe bakwatibwe.
Yes.
Kwegamba ekigambo kya Mukama.
Said the word of the Lord.
Agiresi ku mulundi guno.
Has brought it this time.
Mu revival.
In the revival.
Okudizibwa obujje.
In the restoration.
Okwe bintu byonna mugune
ku nsi. All things in heavens and earth.
Okujasinzira okusimba yo.
The greatest and the last.
Okusinzira mu Uganda ku
Africa. And the places in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
Okubuna ensi yonna.
To spread the whole world.
Ekigambo kino agiresi.
This body has brought it.
Kitambula ebigambo bibiri ku bina n'okudda waguru.
Moves to, for, and above commands.
Nga tetugenda kuddamu mu nsi yonna.
And no more going to do it in the world.
Okugoberera ekigambo kyonna ekiragiro kyonna.
To follow any command.
Nga kigambibwa okugamba nti
and it is said to be that God commanded it. And it has not have two, four, and above commands from the Old and the New Testaments. And no more to follow any issue. Spoken of that the word of God is the one indicating it.
And
it has not two, four, and above verses from the Old and the New Testaments.
And
that is to help us to capture those within the sorcerers, those who claim that God begins from there. You know, they say, in the foolishness of Africans, that was the first religion. I ask in the mind,
Adam,
he was worshipping which demon, for he was the first to live on this world. Yes. In the history, it shows that he began within Africa.
Most
in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. Now, those of sorcerers, those who worship demons and ghosts, they are the fallen angels who appear as demons of the dead. Those, they will be captured. Those of different religions who do not have any preaching which is equal to one or two verses. Those who invented their own words and their own books, where they best to deceive this world. As they serve Satan, yet they hide in the name of Jesus.
It's
to say they have closed the sheep's skin.
Then to jemba mburokozi abobulimba.
Then we come in those of false salvation.
Kubanga abomburokozi abobulimba.
Those in the false salvation.
Be bakuru ennyo mu kunyola makuru g'ebyawandi.
They are one who achieve in twisting meaning of scriptures.
Ngabaga amanti ekyo Katonda yali ategeeza.
And they say that that God was meaning.
Entamuyo
your saucepan, that which is dried.
Be bakuru mu kunyola.
They are one chief in twisting.
Bali abalala bo.
The others them. They are chief in not knowing scriptures. Those of sorcerers, of different religions, but those of false salvation, they are chief in taking the meaning of scriptures. They get them read and
twist
their meaning. Praise Jesus much.
So, that's
why you see, he said they will be captured. Come to four and above commands.
Two,
four and above verses upon every issue.
That
of the word of God being told in the name of Jesus. From the Old and the New Testament, they will be captured, they will be beaten down.
Don't
be surprised that there is a beatings which are happening you hear of.
Then
you feel there is a breaking of things which have been in place. That is written. When the word will come like that, those are what will follow. Even those who had made lies will be their refuge. They will be exposed. According to this verse, Isaiah chapter 28, verses 14.
Kale, mwulire ekigambo kya Mukama. Mwabajyoma abafuga abantu bano abali mu Yerusalemi. Onyole 15 nti kubanga mwogedde nti tulaganye endagaano n'okufa na tutabaganye n'amagombe ekibonyobonyo ekyanjala bwe kiriyitamu tekitutuukako kubanga tufudde ebyobulimba ekiddukiro kyaffe era twekwese wansi w'obukuusa.
Bawulire ekigambo kya Mukama.
Let them hear the word of the Lord.
Abafuga ennyumba ya Isirayiri.
Those who rule the house of Israel.
Olwaleero be bafuga ekkanisa.
They are the one who rule over the church.
Eroozibwa okuba eya Katonda.
That thought to be of God.
Naye nga baaginyaga bo.
Yet they robbed it by themselves.
Abamu beegamba n'okwegamba nti baakola endagaano n'okufa n'amagombe.
Some even say they made a covenant with death and hell.
Era nti banoonya ssente ezinaabayisaawo eri emagombe.
And that they're looking for money which will make them pass and escape hell.
Ndi kubanga.
That because
baafuula obulimba.
They made lies.
Kiddukiro kyabwe.
They are refugee.
N'obukuusa.
Even falsehood.
Nti kino ekibonyo obunyo leero ky'owulira ekyanjala.
This overwhelming scourge you hear of today.
Bwe kinaayitamu.
When it will pass through.
Munno tekiri bakwata.
That it will not catch them.
Bo bakakasa.
They prove.
Nti obulimba bwabwe bumaze emyaka mingi.
That their lies have taken many years.
Era tebasuubira yani ayinza okubukwekula.
They do not expect who can expose them.
Kwiga abumbarugu.
Now those of sorcerers.
Abasamize.
The wizards.
Bo bamanyi nti bakwata ensobi obulogo bwe bwasookawo.
They know that they caught the world sorcery was the first in this world. To worshipping of demons.
Naye ekibuuzo kyammwe kye mwetaaga okusooka okuddamu ekyange.
My question you need to answer me as me.
Musooke munziremu Adamu eyasooka yasinzanga muzimu ki.
First answer me Adam the first man he worshipped which demon.
Kuba ye muntu eyasooka.
Because he was the first man.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus much.
Kat waliwo bana abo madini.
Now that these are the religions.
Bava daku byawandikiwa ne bagete ensi.
They already left
scriptures.
And they conned the world with stories they have invented.
Atibo bala bantu kitutte emyaka mingi.
Now they see that it's taken many years.
Ekidukiro kyabwe ekyobulimba kyanywera teri ayinza bakwekula.
Refuge of lies is established. No one
Satan yakimanya.
Satan knew it.
Tewalibeerawo ebiro.
That there will be season.
Newalabika ekibonyo obonye ekyanjala.
There will be appearing an overwhelming scourge.
Nga kyo kyanika buli kintu nga bw'olaba leero.
Expose everything as you see today.
Omusana omungi ogw'ekigambo guzze.
The much light of the word has come.
Era nga guzze n'emiguwo egigera obutuukirivu bw'ebyawandiikibwa.
Plumb line special righteousness of scriptures to measure where their meaning ends and where they don't go beyond. Catch those who come twist their meaning. Because he said
that Christ
not to come back on this world till he's restored all.
Now,
it's the time and we began. Right from when they declared 70 people. With the date was 20th. 20th of September. September.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. To begin right from Uganda. Where revival is beginning.
Order.
In the church of God.
Ode yingide ne mu kigambo kya Katonda.
Order has even entered in the word of God.
Kugamba yemere oba yempaji.
It's the food or the pillar.
Yikanisa ya Katonda enkuru.
Church of God the main pillar.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kakati yagamba.
Now he says
ndi boba bekweka mu bulimba.
That they took refuge within lies. And they say, when the scourge will come, it will not expose us. But he
said,
anytime it will pass through day and night, and it moves on, expose them. And as you see today, let's read verse 17.
Isaiah esule ya 28 n'olunyiriri olw'17.
Isaiah chapter 28 verse 17.
Era ndifuula omusango okuba omugwa ogugera n'obutuukirivu okuba omugwa ogutereeza. N'omuzira gulyerera ddala ekiddukiro eky'obulimba. N'amazzi galyanjala ku kifo eky'okwekwekamu.
Yes. Alifuula obutuukirivu.
He will make righteousness.
Okubeera omugwa ogugera.
To be a measuring line.
Ogugera.
Which measures the lots of the scriptures that we read of Isaiah 34:17. He made lots for the scriptures. Now there is this plump line of righteousness. The meaning of the scriptures where they end. And then he exposed every lies. Even the refugee, that false refugee. You know they act hypocritical, claim to hold the Bible. But once held it, he knows is to twist the meaning of scriptures. That he can fulfill his motives that Satan told him of. Now in this time, in resetting, or to restore church in order. Church of God all over the world in order.
It
even involves to learn the ways of God. And one of the ways is this, we are on preaching and teaching of His word. To bringing order.
Principle
of the word of God.
How
is it preached? How does it move? Now we are on the plumb line of righteousness. That which measure meaning of scriptures.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And when it comes, it's to sweep away everything. You know, there is a word they hear in that verse. I want it to be repeated that you hear of it well.
Isaiah esule ya 28 n'olunyiriri olw'17.
Isaiah chapter 28 verse 17.
Era ndifuula omusango okuba omugwa ogugera n'obutuukirivu okuba omugwa ogutereeza n'omuzira gulyerera ddala ekiddukiro eky'obulimba n'amazzi galyanjala ku kifo eky'okwekwekamu.
Yes.
Kati bagenda ne bagamba.
Now they come to say.
Tikati ate guno omuzira gugenda kukula gutya.
Now how is this water going to do? How heal? This ice, how, what is its effect?
The
ice, how is it to sweep away the
lies?
Even this water, how does it sweep away the falsehoods? Not the word of God is the water. But it comes in law, commanded by command. It appears as hail
and
ice form. It knocks you. That foolishness you've been having. The lies. And then the word flows as rivers of water to sweep away the lies. Because when he speaks in Ephesians chapter 5, spoke, he washed us with water through the word. Don't want to ask, the hail will sweep away the lies. Even water shall flow and sweep away the
lies.
Say, what language is that?
He
speaks of water of the word as you hear of it now. Read in the Ephesians that you hear. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 25.
Mwagalenga bakazi bammwe. Era nga Kristo bwe yayagala ekkanisa ne yeewaayo ku lwayo Olunyo 2:6 alyoka agitukuze ng'amaze okugirongoosa n'okuginaaza n'amazzi mu kigambo.
Yes.
Aginaaza n'amazzi mu
kigambo. He washed with water
mu kigambo.
The word.
Alikitegeeza gukate Isaiah ogitegedde
bulungi. Now it means you've understood Isaiah very well.
Isaiah 28.
Isaiah 28 verse 17.
That
hail will sweep away the refuge of lies.
Namazi.
Even water.
It
sweep away every falsehood.
He
speaks of water within the word.
that you've read of in the Ephesians
5:26-27,
and cleanses church with water within the word.
You
bring it to himself, church without spot, not a wrinkle.
Now,
it's what he has brought at this time. Remember, we first tell of the measuring line, that of the word of God. He made lots for it. This will go with this and that. 2, 4 and above commands. 2, 4 and above verses. This go with this and this. These are
laws.
Now the meaning. It's the plumb line of righteousness. Measures meaning never to twisting them.
And
say, if this is done, listen to the next verse.
Isaiah chapter 28,
verses
18. Nendagano jemwalagana n'okufa erijulukuka. So n'okutabagana kwammwe kwe mwatabagana n'amagombe tekulinywera. Ekibonyobonyo ekyanjala, ekibonyobonyo ekiryanjala bwe kiriyitamu.
Yes.
Nekiryoka kibalinyiririra wansi.
Yes.
Kakati ekizibu ekiriwo.
Now the problem which is,
kino ekibonyobonyo ekyanjala obulimba bwonna,
overflowing scotch exposing every lie,
n'obukuusa,
and even hypocrisy. All the sorcerers,
amadini,
the religions, and the false salvation, and the way they have been wrongly using the word of God, they are to expose, to beat them down. You know what it means to be trampled? It angers. It angers.
The person finds
what you've done and they trample it and they trod upon them.
They
say you've done nothing here. You've wasted your time. Most people who hear ministry of full knowledge of God, they say that most people are so familiar.
So,
now what done out here, they don't value it, they trample it. Those we preach what is false, you prove to us. They know when we speak truth. But they say we are so familiar that we even trouble them. Even despise it with despise. Is it not like that? That word of God is the one doing that. Isaiah chapter 28 verses
19. China haba kuwa tanga. Kubanga bulirucha, china itanga mwe misana na ichiro. Ero kutege revi bulirua, kulibanti insansa.
Yes.
Labaku.
You see.
This
scourge which you see, which is on now,
resetting order mukanisa,
of resetting order in church,
to restore
order in church of God all over the world.
As
we learn the ways of God, most when we reach this order of preaching the word of God, it's a scourge to pass through day and night. Mostly when television and radio have begun. You two preaching when you've been sent. Everything is going to be handled. I don't know, there's something you understand. And in this time, people understand everything preached. That all along this person preached them wrongly. Yes, that person subtracted, added in them. That one twisted their meaning. And then you'll see a terror which will happen. As you two began to be a terror to others. Today you go back where you fellowship from and they fear you. You ask of the pulpits. You preach once, they don't bring you back. Because you can bring understanding and you pour away everything which has been
there
one day. All the lies which have been there many years, you pour it one day. That's why the Bible says, though lies outlive 1,000 years.
In
one day when truth comes, it overtakes them.
Kati okutegeera ebibuulibwa
how to understand what is preached
kufuka anti sanjiriri
to become a terror
kabakudire mukolo nyiri olo
let's repeat this verse
Isaiah sura ya 28 n'olu nyiriri ole 19
Isaiah chapter 28 verses 19
Buliro kinayitangamu kinabakwatanga
yes
jukira buliro kinayitamu bulirubulira
go every preaching
era singata lugana irwa kibulirubulira ruina kirusonga kachyam
people say why every preaching has something that points in it's wrong
why do you bulira normally
ngabalala no more like others it will feel it's normal preaching
nibuli kisero bako kyotsonga mwechi
kyam something you pointing is wrong
sinze songa mchigambo yateleza
the word is the one aligning and ordering
amen
nada chino bachikola mbuchamu
chino mazi
buli wachina aitanga munga chibakwata
we go forth to catch them
wanu wakola bubisi wakola sibi byakatola
wrongly didn't do things of God here
gakato kugama ndi wazimbe bizimbe byo
now to tell you when you built your buildings
the cathedral
that cathedral
obiteka kama nyikanisa yakatola
you put on a name church of God
chitegeza ndi yeyo
does it mean that is God's church
We must see yo mbiandi kwa chija kukwata.
Not that the scriptures it will catch you.
Ichan ngo mchina nje chija kunyonyola. Ere kwatibwe.
Come it will explain you'll be captured.
Biwalimba abantu mulete sende tuzime nyuma ya
katu. Those who people bring money we build the house of God.
Shonga mwali muzimba kunganiro kuona musana na nkuba.
We build in a synagogue to be safe from the rainfall and the sunshine.
Nibian kwa biveyo bikulambike.
The scripture will come out explain it.
Kadi simanyi mwamugena megana nechigambo cha katonda
I don't know whether to equate with the word of God
simanyi mwamunayizo kumusinga kubanga
I don't know whether you'll be able to outstand
ya gambe bintu nabijja kugwa ho yasiga
yo he said all things will pass away he will remain
Yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus much
malayo nyiriri olo
you finish that verse
Isaiah sura ya 28 n'olu nyiriri olo 19
Isaiah chapter 28 verses 19
buliro kinayitangamu kinabakwatanga Kubanga buliruchya kinayitanga mu misana nekiro era okutegeera ebibuulirwa kuli bantu nsansa olunyo lwa 22 kubanga ekitanda kimpi omuntu n'okuyinza natayinza kukyegololerako n'ekyokwebikkako n'ekyokwebikkako kyakyo kifunda n'okuyinza natayinza kukyebikka
babadde mu mirembe
they have been in peace
Manya madini abasaji abadde madini yonga basenkuru
men have been in religions and they are the heads there
ninga twaina mwadomu sana ogujudo gwechigambo wadodo kumanya
have even a light field that of the word and knowledge
nayinga bali bitibwa bambadde ba balambala kugaliri
they are in honors they have clothes lying upon their beds
ninga tibigena kufundira dbala ulabe bitibwa byonga tebikola
going to get narrowed you see your honors no more work
Kubanga abantu bagenda kuba bategeera makuru gebyawandi.
People are going to understand.
Onali imbani gwe yamanyiro bulimu.
Whom will you lie to you who used to be lying?
Onanyola chawandiki bwachi.
You will twist which scripture?
Ngabaseje akugamba nabakaza.
And those men and women tell you.
Neno lunyiro lalo utegeze cho chogambi.
Another verse meaning that you have said.
Irantegeze kanisa yakatuna munsi yona.
And I speak to church of God all over the world.
Chikisera mbere serious ali aba bakulembedde.
Time you be serious to those leading you.
Ngatemwera bila.
And you don't forget.
Zisanze aba besigabana baba.
Woe to those who trust children of men.
Wesiganze.
Do not trust me.
Wesige katunda ayogera munze bya mazima.
God who speaks within me the things of truth.
Wenimbira wokoma.
The point I like that
katunda talimba era wabali mbi tachali katunda.
And you know God never lies if his light there is no more God with him.
Mwesize nya bana baba tuneziba sanga.
Trusted more children of men. You've gotten weight of them.
Umwesize uva mubiri ogude mugeye
ngaya kulimba. You've fallen in hell as you check from the body he lied to you.
Kadisawa yakwesiga katona nechigambo.
It's time to trust God and his words.
Bubotu bulira tukakasenga otubulira echo katonda chiyagamba.
If you preach to us
order yacho.
Prove you preach that God said in its order.
Kodi yabagamba yiye.
They also said now.
Kakati mtume tosiza mku banno kutitibwa.
Apostle you have not honored those your colleagues.
Wechitibwa wechitibwa.
The one who is to be honored should be honored.
Hadaliwa chitibwa tachiwe.
Even one not to be honored should not be honored.
Mani Bible yegama.
You know Bible says.
Anabira muwema ya mukama ya.
Who will be in the tabernacle of the Lord?
Negambo uyo.
And it say the one.
Anyoma babi.
He would despise the evil.
Ngasinza kunyomango limu bichichi.
I cannot despise you when you're evil. Why?
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
Orinyola bimo rumwagamba.
Verse 21 he says.
Agoreko sokolo mulimo guno
kwezi taru. To do this marvelous work.
Isaiah sura ya 28 n'olunyiriri olwabiri
moromo. Isaiah chapter 28 verse 21.
Kubanga mukama aligolokoka ngabo yagolokokira ku rusozi Perazimu. Alisunguwala ngabo yasunguwalira mu kiwonvu kye Gibeoni. Akole omulimu gwe ogw'ekitalo. Era atuukiriza ekikolwa kye. Ekikolwa kye eky'ekitalo.
Yes.
Atuukiriza kikolwa kye.
He fulfills his acts.
Ebikolwa bye engerize amakubo
ge. Ways. Where he does things.
Emirimu gye egy'ekitalo.
His awesome works.
Nagamba kale mwabadde banyoma.
And he said, now you've been despising.
Mugene maso n'okulabika nga mwegendereza.
You move on to be careful.
Wange kya determining nga kigenda kuwata ku nsi yonna.
For that determined it is to catch and affect the whole world.
Isaiah sura ya 28 n'olunyiriri olwa 22.
Isaiah chapter 28 verse 22.
Kale notemuba banyomi enjegereza mwe zilemo kunywezebwa. Kubango komekereza era okwateesebwa kwempulidde okuva eri mukama mukama owejje ku nsi yonna.
Yes.
Kino kigendera nsi yonna tubatu agambye.
Goes to the whole world, that's what we told you.
Least worrying over resetting the church of God.
Okuza church ya mukama mu order.
Throughout the entire world.
Mu nsi yonna.
Guru zabali wayinzo kuulira na atatelira. Na omwana wa Katonda.
Who can hear you do not be aligned and you're a child of God.
Kakati kuno mungu ogwo butukirivu.
Now this plumb line of righteousness.
Ogugera makuru gebyawandikiwa.
Measure meaning of scriptures.
Gukakasa.
It proves.
Gukakasa.
It proves.
Ngeresuli omunana.
Proverbs 8.
Ye Katonda yagambe ebigambo byonna.
God say all his words.
Ebigambo byonna byayogera mbyali ku bitukufu.
All words spoken in the holy scriptures.
Biri mbutuki.
They are in righteousness.
Temu mwade chenyo denyo
of them is crooked.
Yabyogera nga akakasa kyayogerako.
When he was proving what is spoken.
Nga kimanywe kiri.
And knew where it is.
Kati gwayagalo kinyonyola nga tomanywe kiri.
Now you want to explain and don't know where it is.
Manyano hizo kunyoro ubisinga.
You know you can explain wrongly if.
Togome ile obululu bwebyawandi.
You do not follow the laws of the scriptures.
Na makuru gabyo suruganyura.
They are meaning you can twist them.
Katusome ngeresule yomunana ulire.
Let's read Proverbs 8 you hear.
Ngeresule yomunana n'olunyiriri olwomukaga.
Proverbs chapter 8 verse 6.
Muulire kubanga nayogera ebigambo ebirungi ennyo. N'okwasama emimwa gyange kunavaamu ebyensonga. Olunyoro musanvu. Kubanga akamwa kange kana ayogera ebyamazima n'obubi bwa muzize eri emimwa gyange. Olunyolo munana ebigambo byange byonna ebigambo byonna eby'omukamwa kange biri mu butuukirivu. Mu byo temuli kintu ekikyamye kyama newankubadde ekyenyodde.
Olidde.
Have you heard?
Kubanga anayogera ebyensonga.
He will speak meaningful words.
Agambe mu bigambo bye temuli muwadde.
All his words did nothing.
Ekyenyodde nyodde newankubadde ekikyama.
Neither perverse.
Gwe wotanulira okubinyoola
amakulu. You begin to twist their meaning.
Widdy.
You finished.
Manyandi Katonda bwe yali ayogera ku kintu.
Know that when God was speaking.
Kyonna kyayogera ko mu Bible. Yamanyiwe kiri.
Speaks in the Bible.
Menye kikoma.
Where it is and where it is.
Nawe azokunya tumanyi.
You two comes to explain you do not know.
Suka kasanga ufuna order.
I'll prove you get the order.
Yekigambo kya Katonda.
Of the word of God.
Ubuja gendo binyore ngati yabyogera mbutuukirivu.
Twist them when he spoke them in righteousness.
Era bakubanga yakinyola.
If he's the one who had twisted it.
Ani yani kitiriza.
Who would have made it aligned?
Sibwa yogera mbuuri
is not what is speaks Ecclesiastes.
Get submitted to
read. Read it for us we hear.
Mbuuri ze sura yo musanvu n'olunyiriri olwe 13.
Ecclesiastes 7 verse 13.
Lowoze omulimu gwa Katonda.
Lowoze.
You think of it, consider it.
Ndoza botunulira ngere sura yo 8.
If you look to Proverbs 8.
Okuva ku lomusampa ku lomwe.
From verse 7 to 9.
Agambe bigabo byo nabiri mbuduku.
Say all is what is in righteous things.
Wali nechi muchanyo.
None is crooked.
Yabiyogera manyi
spoke them in you.
Yemanjogera kugeena yiri.
Speak of hell it's there.
Satan is here.
Satan is the one not the one
Uranga
in charge.
Kitondera Satan names mje bakwemba. Babonye bonye.
Demons be put there to be tormented
Bo
there.
Bode kunsonyonyore nti ate Satan yakulira
geena. You come in the world, no. Satan is in charge of hell. You're finished.
Kati akugambye mu mubulizi.
Tell you Ecclesiastes 7.
Lowozo mulimu gwa Katonda.
Consider the work of God.
Gwebiyo yogera
yayogera speak is it what he God speaks.
Mara yolo nyiriro
you finish that verse.
Omubulize sule yomusanvu n'olunyiriri olw'ekkuminisatu.
Ecclesiastes 7 verse 13.
Lowoza omulimu gwa Katonda. Kubanga ani ayinza okulungamya ekyo ye kye yanyola.
Yes.
Singa Katonda yavaayo n'anyola.
If God came out twisted, met his word crooked.
Ani andikitereza.
Would have made it straightened.
Naye mu ngere sule yomunana yakugambi. Yabyogera biri mbutuuki.
Told you he spoke them when they are in righteousness.
Yemuli wadde kikyama kyama niwakubadde ekyenyodde nyodde.
Crooked neither perverse.
Kubinyola.
For if he perverse and made them twisted.
Ngabayogera gena ategeza
guru. When he speaks of hell, it means heaven instead.
Kati twandikoze
tutya. Now what would have done of that?
Orawe twandikoleredde.
You see how would have worked?
Ekirala ate.
For another reward.
Abakuba kalinga yabinyola.
If he had twisted them. Made them crooked.
Ngabayogera omukazi ategeza
musajja. When he speaks of woman, it means man. How would we have been? Before you twist the meaning of scriptures, think of that. That is the Proverbs 8. Verse 7 up to 9. That all his words are in righteousness. None is crooked. Neither perverse. Have you understood me well? Inside you know. Ecclesiastes 7, what he has said. If you're going to speak them, consider the work of God.
For
if God had made it crooked,
and
they have straightened it. You repeat that verse. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 13.
Lowoza omulimu gwa Katonda. Kubanga ani ayinza okulungamya ekyo ye kye yanyola.
Yes.
Abakuba kalenga yakinyola.
If he had made it crooked, okay.
Ani yandivude
yakinyola. Straight that he made crooked.
Kuwedde ekyokulabirako singa geyena yali ategeeza.
Give you an example. If hell got made heaven. And we wake up one day. And we begin to work for hell. We think we are working for heaven.
Nichiba kubanga kiri kitya
olwalo
tuba kubanga guru ategeza
geyena yet when we read
ngatukolere guru ngatumanchi ekiru
for heaven we know it's the same yet to God
ategeza mugeyena twandi
hell how will that have been
orowozo otya kwecho
how do you think of that
abakubanga katona yanyola ebigambo bino
if God
ngabwabayogera guru
when it speaks heaven
geyena
wabategeyogera
geyena
ategeza guru it means heaven
fenetani kokorerera
and we begin to work for
tukorerere guru
we work for heaven yet
ebyo byagambe bitwaza mu guru bye bitwaza mu
heading to heaven leads you to hell
nga byagambe bitwaza mu geyena
what is it takes you to hell
bitwaza mu guru
rather leads you to heaven
singa kyali bwechi
if it was like that
Now
you consider
this. The
things God speaks of, he knows
them.
You too, you do not know them.
You
need order of his word.
And
he made laws for the scriptures. Give them measurement line how they move. Give you a plumb line of
records
which measure their meaning. Because you don't know to him. The righteousness of what he speaks ends where.
And
then you say that there God was meaning this. Now when you reach to him, you'll tell him what?
When he
tells you Isaiah 48, that you reach speak of him, but not in righteousness. That's a very serious case. To reach speak of the great one. In a wrong way. You
first
read that Isaiah you see.
Isaiah
48 verses 1.
Abatumibwa erinnya lya Isirayiri era bavudde mu mazzi ga Yuda. Abalayira erinnya lya Mukama era aboogera ku Katonda wa Isirayiri. Naye si mu mazima so si mu butuukirivu.
My goodness.
Gwe.
You
to
speak of God.
Oh,
is what, but you speak wrong things about him. You think of that.
You are
a spokesman of the president of Uganda. And you come out, you say,
President Museveni
said, bring all the cocaine, he smokes it.
And he
said all the women,
if you go to marry him,
take him to him, he'll be the first to test them.
You spokesman
of the person, but what you speak on their behalf.
Never thought of that.
That is what happens in serving God.
Don't speak it the way he thinks
and speaks of it.
Then you will explain
to him on the other day. That's why to serve God is never in vain. It involves a price to pay.
It
means not many serve him.
Not many
of you desire to be teachers, those of his words.
Then
wants that to speak them in their righteousness is not easy. Except you sit in the castle of his words and
direct
his way of preaching. For what he did,
he
scattered them.
Because
when he put Isaiah and other in Matthew,
he said,
now gather it, we preach together. Me too, I see you have a work you're doing. You wanted him put them in order, and you can't preach without your work. Now have you fought for him?
He
scattered them different books that we can seek for them there. We gather him, give him time.
What surprised
both the heavenly Bible, everything is in its order. All which speak of heaven, they are in their order. Heaven. Those who speak of the kingdom of God, they are all in their order. Righteousness, all in their order. Heavens, all scriptures in their order.
Those who
speak of hell, they are in order.
Acts
take you in hell, they are all in order. In the heavenly Bible. On the world is sent as that. Scattered them. One is put in different books. He says, seek in my book and read. Know that in heaven they have lots, each has one book.
I've
put a line, measure meaning. If you twist them,
tell me, did you sit
in the council of my words, marked them? Let me ask you. You first look to your brethren. Think how many preach in righteousness. And they have not twisted.
You speak out
the real mindset of God. You've had him call you come and you grant to rather serve him. Why did he move me heavenly journey 7 years?
Moving
within the scriptures in the book of the Lord.
Gather
them knowing how they move.
He requested
adding 2 extra years to analyze them, mark them. 8-9 years. And then you'll be born. 9 years be born in the spiritual world. Now you even go on the roadside, you are an evangelist. You speak one to one. John 14:6. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. You'll be saved. You're preached. When he spoke, it is the way it did explain where it ends and reaches.
When he said,
I am the truth, he did explain how he comes to be the truth. When he spoke, I am the life.
Did
not explain how he is the life.
You
just speak like that.
Museveni yawandise olukolodoli lwa campaign.
Museveni has written a campaign manifesto for himself.
Oyogera kimu.
You go speak
on Museveni.
You vote Museveni.
That is Museveni.
Vote Museveni.
Biyabiri ku lupapula lwa
naru akwandike. That only the manifesto they have written for you.
Awandi seko banange
munone
ngenda zimbe
nguddo I'm going to build roads
batani kilo butale
that market for you
batani mazimbe ya marwali
for you hospitals
amasomero gori kuchimu
you are on one
thing munonde
Museveni vote
Museveni oye
Museveni oye
kati gwe byogera katonda bivena ko katonda yogera
give up on it you've almost never spoken for him That's the example we gave you. That God perhaps speak of him, but not in righteousness. And never in truth. Many are like that. And he says, we are not like the many. But for most of them, you read 2 Corinthians, the chapter 4. What does he say? Chapter 2.
Abakolinsi ekyokubiri esule yokubiri n'olunyiriri olw'ekumi n'omusanvu.
2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 17.
Kubanga tetuli nga bali abasinga obungi.
Basinga ki?
Many of them.
Negwe.
But you.
Kale. Damoso me olunyiriri.
You read the verse.
Abakolinsi ekyokubiri esule yokubiri.
2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 17.
Kubanga tetuli nga bali abasinga obungi abatabanguzi b'ekigambo kya Katonda.
Okay.
Yes.
We are not as many.
Fete tulinga baba singo munji.
The word of God.
Abatabangu de chigambo cha Katonda.
Ulide chibakola.
You hear what they do?
Abasingo munji chibakola.
That's what they do. They corrupt the word of God.
Bachi tabangula ne bachinyola nyola.
They corrupt, twist it.
Omanyi bagandi bachi tabangu.
You know what they say they corrupted it?
Buli chimba bachi chusa chusa
makuru. Everything they keep changing the its meaning.
Wesingane kanisa bye bizimbe.
You find church is the building now.
Ningate Yesu agamanze nafiri ile kanisa.
Jesus says I died for church.
Irenjagalo kudo kujinona.
Never come back.
Ngate ina bani wakwa dolo.
As not spot no record.
Nino singano linga abazimbise kanisa.
One make you build in the building.
Bazimba kizimbe.
Build in the building.
Yatabangula dabuli chawandi
mane. Did every scripture.
Mweri church of Uganda.
That the other is church of Uganda.
Roman Catholic
Church, you find a building.
Chukage na none kanisa kanene unyo bara sule bizimba
bitwa. I wonder whether you carry buildings take them away.
Mazimange chiga boba acho nona bata bangula.
They corrupted the word of God.
Sanga bayo yote bizimbe nenga abandi bade kanisa mwe.
Buildings but you meant to be the church.
Temuzibi bwangana ko temmanyi na bazimba bate kanisa mwe.
Built you don't know even how they build you the church.
Now asimbule wakawa yononeko
mtu ogamba from your home you are corrupted in mind you
Ngeda
say
kukarista.
I am going to the church
yes.
You see the madness
ogenda wa
you going where
ngenda kukarista
I'm going to the church
ate gwolibishi
you too now who are you
sikwe kanisa Yesu je afiri
ila the church whom Christ died for last time
ogenda wa
now you're going where else
kukarista
at the church
Ninga mna yete Bible yobera nayo nenga watabangu kabaji kutabangu
the Bible but they corrupted you.
Tabangu,
your heart it's corrupted in your mind. Get inside the Bible is okay.
Ah, wow.
Right
moyo jo
Bible
eri burungi. Wangula baji tabangu labaji kuwa wanu mtoto jo olina yeta bangu.
But they corrupted it as in what they gave you in that head. Corrupted.
Wakati nengeri joroza kuguru.
Even the way you speak of heaven now.
Olaba tumanyi mubiri kuogenda beera
mu. Don't know if the body you're going to be with in heaven.
Kugenda beera yongo.
Now how are you going to be there?
Ati nokugenda kuveko kubato jake.
Even going give up on it you will not go.
So ina passport
you
na mu America.
Have a passport
to
America and a visa but you claim you're going there.
Kubodo na ita wote.
Why would you pass the border?
Yo border yo ka.
This only the border.
Which is
on the airport. How can you pass there? You do not have a body to live in heaven.
Your
flesh and blood.
You
do not inherit the kingdom of God.
You
do not have a body to live within heaven in his kingdom. But you say you're going there.
And
those who expect to eat fish there.
Ente.
The cow. Inyama. Meat.
There
is no flesh and blood. The food they eat for angels, they just make it. Eating and not eating in heaven, so but the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace.
You're thinking
of slaughtering cows in heaven. There are crowds of cows in heavens.
Now your head
has a corrupted word. Even your heart, even your understanding. But here in the Bible, it's okay. Very few were corrupted within them. Those they changed their meaning. Maybe even those they snatched out.
Those
released it, corrupted, they gave it to you. They ask you, where are you going? I'm going to church. To do what? I'm going to pray. Begging.
Every
day you come to beg from the Lord. You come to church, but you do not know that.
But
he said, no forsaking the fellowship. It's the one who says fellowship, the one with the word of wisdom, the revelation. Those are what are to be done. I didn't hear the one who has something to ask.
No,
that's an addition. It's not the main thing bringing you.
Now,
I wonder how we even locked. Where are you going? I'm going to church doing what? I'm going to beg. It's not a street.
For
those
who
want to beg, they go on the streets. Those
who
say when we come here, he freely gives them to us.
It
knows before we even ask of them.
But we have
mentality, we all corrupted. Look at the chaos within us. Pastors love most the scripture.
You
don't come in the house of God empty-handed. They forget as
his
colleagues say, you come as you are.
Yes, the one who spoke,
don't come empty-handed in the house of God. He knew you have.
And he knew
the one who do not have, let them come the way they are. You see,
you
held on one, you shouldn't come empty-handed.
Many things
are corrupted. Those we have to bring back in order. But most they told you, they corrupted them.
Just
the scripture, Matthew 10:7-8.
If you
preach the kingdom of heaven, now they move preaching what? Lord, give your woman. You be saved, you get married. Marriage is the heaven.
But
if you move it, preach the kingdom of heaven,
it's at hand.
You explain it. Then heal, raise the dead, cast demons, heal all sickness, freely you're given, you too freely give. Find them, make people line up. Those of 1 million, I hear the Lord say, those with 5 millions, you line up here.
And
those with this man, amount, you line up here. He's scorning now. Now, I wonder what.
But
the corruption is much.
They
corrupted it, they do themselves don't know when they got corrupted.
A person
left Kampala, reached America by foot. Do you think they even know where they are? Those are preachers of this
village.
They are mad people who left Uganda, walked on foot to America. They can't even remember where they came from.
Yeah.
A mad person came from your village. They came in the city. They do not know where they came. Now, I'm the one who left Uganda to America from Uganda with their madness. You can depart from the way of God, you get mad. The order of preaching the word.
No, where the way
you extremely fall mad of high level. Repeat us 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
Abakolinse ekyokubiri esule yokubiri n'olunyiriri olw'ekumi n'omusanvu.
2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 17.
Kubanga tetuli nga bali abasinga obungi abatabanguzi b'ekigambo kya Katonda. Naye olw'amazima, naye olwa Katonda, mu maaso ga Katonda, bwe kityo bwe twogera mu Kristo.
Yes.
Kadi bali abasinga obungi basalawo
kitabangula. They decided to corrupt the words.
N'abalala tebamanyi.
Others do not know whether they are corrupting.
Nti banyodde amakulu g'ebyawandiikibwa ne bakugeramu ebirala.
Scriptures spoken other things.
Naye twasalawo nti tuyimire mu mazima.
Decided to stand in the truth.
Maaso ga Katonda omulamu twatula amazima ge.
God, we speak out his truth.
Kubanga yagamba nti banyola ebyandikibwa.
Because he said the twist scriptures.
Olw'okuzikirira kwabwe. Kasi totandika obinyola.
Your own destruction if you begin to twist in them.
Okuzikirira okulira ate ne bali b'obuulira.
Destruction you are heading.
Obimu kubazikiriza.
Even those you preach to, you're destroying them.
Tugamba mpite ekyokubiri esule
y'okusatu. 2 Peter chapter 3.
15-16. Ngagamba bwati.
And he says like this.
Ebbaluwa ya Petero ey'okubiri esule y'okusatu n'olunyiriri olw'ekumi n'ettaano.
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 15.
Era mulowoozenga ng'okugumiikiriza kwa Mukama waffe bwe bulokozi. Era nga muganda waffe omwagalwa Pawulo mu magezi ge yaweebwa bwe yabawandiikira. Onyola ekkumi n'omukaaga. Era nga mu bbaluwa ze zonna ng'ayogera ku ebyo mu zo omuli ebimu ebizibu okutegeera. Abatamanyi n'abatali banywevu bye banyoola era nga n'ebyawandiikibwa ebirala olw'okuzikirira kwabwe bo.
Have you heard what happens? He taught the kingdom of God.
And
you know order of the word of God. Those are one he said no land. You don't know.
The
kingdom of God you don't even know. They distort. As they distort other scriptures.
There are
two most scriptures which people enjoy to twist on the African continent. Ezekiel 37. The bones in the valley.
You
go read the one verse. Since those bones are children of Israel. Even elsewhere they told you, those are your saucepans. They dried up.
Business,
that is business, it's dried. Those are your pockets. There is no more money. God was he meaning that? Other is John chapter 3. They use it within overnight.
And Nicodemus,
moved in the night.
Nigeria.
He came to Jesus.
Nicodemus.
Say, I am Nicodemus.
But Lear, are you Nicodemus?
Are you really Nicodemus? Don't you have your name? God knows you as Nicodemus. You say I'm Nicodemus. I come
in
the night tonight.
Serious.
I come to Jesus.
Yes,
Jesus told him, you can't enter the kingdom of God unless you get born again. Say your business gets born again.
Omusajja yakuvaka akomawo.
The husband who left you comes with the second time. The one who had left you, he comes back the second time. I see your business.
He
comes the second time.
Olengedde.
You see? They speak to us, get born again.
Mugambe Yesu.
Say Jesus.
Olwalero mu kiro kya leero. Nicodemus.
I am Nicodemus.
Eyakujjira mu kiro.
Came to the night to you.
Business yange ezaliwo
gokubiri. Gets born again. My. Was he meaning that? Let me tell you.
You
know to distort the word of God? Most of them, if you
wrote
this Bible to read in it, he goes to read. Zechariah 4. He saw four horns. Zechariah 18. Horns. Yeah, I saw four horns. He ends there. Bible speaks of demons. You know, horns in Luganda, they're demons. Demons. Don't know what horns mean. He has to go in Revelations 5 verse 6. I saw the Lamb of God. He has seven horns. With seven eyes. At the seven spirits of God. And explain, no, these are not horns. These are seven spirits of God. In those spirits, the seven, Isaiah 11 speaks of them like this. It's the spirit of the Lord, of wisdom, of understanding, of counsel, of power, of knowledge, of fear of God.
It does not
operate the word horn in the Bible. That one is so much a dafted person. I don't expect that we can stand with a sorcerer to hold the Bible. You can't stand with a mad, dafted person
and
give him a precious thing like that, a Bible. You give poopoo to a mad person with food, he choose poopoo, eat it. That they will choose out. That's why Bible says, give wine to the fool that they die with it.
Some
people don't need to ask who perverted.
It will bring them
in the studio, debate with you over that, speak what with you. That the wizard has come to begin to speak.
Pastors,
maybe some of you, you shouldn't bring and do them. I bring a sorcerer, ask him who perverted, who is on track. And I bring a Muslim.
The
book I have is another, I already perverted. The other is a Quran, different. At least you call a Catholic.
It has
another book.
At least
men with a Protestant and the others there.
They
will tell them if perverted, the salvation is the rightful one.
The
others, they did not even pervert, they erred.
So, mukunyore bya wandikibwa kuva makuru gabyo.
Twisting scriptures from the beginning.
Kuzikirira.
You're adding not to the destruction. And you know that.
Tuzikirira we kuzikiriza na
abawulira. Don't get destroyed alone, but even those who hear from you.
So consider Peter to
first repeat Peter, then we head on. And we go to Timothy.
What
you can speak can pervert those who hear. Mm-hmm. Destroy them even.
Peter Echokubiri, Esula Eyokusatu, Nolu Nyiriri Olekuminetan.
2 Peter chapter 3, verse 15.
Eramulu Wozenga, Ngokumi Okugulu. Jeremulu Wozenga, Ngokumi Kiriza kwa mukama wafe, Bwebulokozi. Eranga Muganda wa Fomwagala Pau. Paulo, mumagezi ge yaweebwa bwe yabawandiikira nnyole 16 eranga mu bbaluwa ze zonna ng'ayogera ku ebyo mu zo omuli ebimu ebizibu okutegeera abatamanyi n'abatali banywevu bye banyoola eranga n'ebyawandiikibwa ebirala olw'okuzikirira kwabwe bo.
Yes.
Omanyi bw'onyoola ebyandiikibwa oba ogenze mu kuzikirira.
You know when you twist scriptures your head not to destruction.
So catch single kwe wunyisa.
Yet what surprised most? You have people you have deceived. And them you've taken them into destruction. He spoke that the words which pervert those who hear.
They pervert those who hear them. Now, brethren, what we tell you is like this. To bring back the order of the word of God in this church all over the world, that it gets be preached, 2, 4 and above commands, all commands of God, all issue God spoke in the word that we to follow, 2, 4 and above verses, from the Old and New Testament, from different books make up the Bible. It's intended to follow lots of the scriptures.
Yeah,
we get a measuring
line
which measures where scriptures have to move, even to have a line of righteousness, measure the limit of the meaning of scriptures and not go beyond them, move on and subtract, adding them, twisting the meaning of the scriptures.
Yourself
enter in destruction, you are preached,
and
you destroy those who hear you. Read for us, we hear. Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 14.
Ngoba kutirira mu maso ga mukama waffe.
We remind them to you as today. Forgotten Christian scripture that destroys you and your others. Let's remind you today that you understand.
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 14.
You hear what they do? You pervert those who hear you. And you end your throne them in hell.
Now no,
and you to follow them. That's why you see those of sorcerers. All you deceive with sorcery. Those leaders into sorcery, they deceive you to fall with them in hell.
Out
in religion where you are, you do not follow word of God in order. Those deceive you worship those images and idols of Mary and the others. Those who worship the sun
and
they look in the east as they play.
Even
full salvation, I take it, I claim it, and receive it. All the things you are on to, the word of God has never spoken like that.
Need
come back in the order of the word of God, know it
in practice.
See, you say pastors one who twisted them, apostles one twisted them. It was the prophet, it was the teacher. Remember, you two you've been ruined by it.
No.
All you end in hell.
The
lake of fire waits you for that judgment. You see, could you to know it, you fight on yourself.
And
you see whether the one is not twisted scripture. Ask him another, which means that he is speaking of. When he twists here, he brings another again speaking about that. When the time you twist words, they don't have their other colleagues immediately. Those of religion twisted, they don't have many verses. When we enter
the conversation,
gets one twist that
touches
you. Another can bring an order which begins to put people out of the lines of the first one. What he does will not go in another.
When twice
go in another, he has to be a liar enough.
And
almost is an assistant of Satan in the words of lying.
Satan
has ever held more than 1-2 scriptures. In Luke 4,
them
tells them to Jesus when they are twisted. Now, brethren,
Now we know when is bakuramu.
You have a responsibility on your life.
Ukakasanga tebakuburi abiga kuranga binyoledo.
They don't preach you scriptures when they are twisted.
Ngatabiri makuru katonda ge yategeza.
And they are not in the meaning that God meant. You too can understand what is preached.
For
now your people who are errored in spirit.
And
as if the scriptures are spirit, yet you twisted them. But now their brethren is the Adventists, Seventh-day. They first go into the ground. They wait Jesus when he comes sound the trumpet, they get from the ground.
Hebrews
12, they have never read that there is a city of the Holy Ones, Jerusalem of heaven, where the Holy Ones go to rest. Even the Abrahams went there. Now you will go for in the ground. You understand the rightful of who you are.
You
differentiate between the body put in the ground, even your spirit from it.
All
both are there wrongly. Many things are in
error.
But people got error seeming to be in spirit. But the spirit begins from the scriptures. First, read Isaiah
29.
Isaiah chapter 29 verse 14.
Era abachama moyo. Bali fukaba tegevu. Naba be murugunya bali yigo kuyigirizibwa.
Yes.
Waliyo kuchama mu moyo.
There's getting error in the spirit.
That's true for chasoma byawa.
And indeed in those spirit scriptures.
Ninga mne wachama.
But you got error.
Atusiko do kudda mukutegere
ibinga ibino kubira. Get back and understand things the way they are to be.
Kubanga bachama mu moyo.
Those error in spirit.
Bible yegande ibinga byatugamba gwe mu.
Bible said the words it tell us their spirits.
You
forgive me to run in that speed. But
he
told us Isaiah 29. Even those errors in the spirit, they will get understanding.
It
may seem to be in the spirit, but you got errors.
Because
they twisted them, they caused you get error. Entering spirit begins from the scriptures. If they are given you, you twisted again. You've gotten error in spirit.
Standing
the way you've understood things, it's wrong. According
to
John
6
verse 63.
John chapter 6 verse 63.
John chapter 6 verse 63.
Omoyo gwe guleta obulamu. Omubiri teguliko kye gugasa. Ebigambo bye mbagambye gwe moyo.
Yes.
What
he said to us, their spirits, they are lying. Another twisted them.
And you have
them, their scriptures, yet they are twisted. The scriptures usually use it. Joshua chapter 1, verses 3 to 4. He says, everywhere you step your foot, you will take over there.
But
it does not end there. It moves on to say,
passing
the mountain Lebanon,
and
this desert, even this river, it begins to demarcate there. Now they cut it. And everywhere you step foot, you'll take over there.
And you go in the lakes,
you take it over.
Ulusozi,
the mountains,
undungu,
the deserts. Everywhere you go, you are taking over. Read that scripture, then you see. Joshua chapter 1, verses 3.
Buli kipo kye munalinya.
Yes.
End
there.
Agambia
atio. He has said what? That's how they are. But as it ended there?
Agambia buli kipo kye munalinya.
Every step.
Mugenda buli nyemu.
Go step foot in the park.
Mugenda buli nyemu vizimbe mbitwari. Mugenda linya kumoto kia jikwate ku. Uramenji kire iminga.
But it did it end there.
Okay, so ko rumare ko bali baba rutoddem
finish for
the
subtracted it, cut it.
Yesu esuli soka no runyiriri olokusatu.
Joshua chapter 1 verse 3.
buli kifo kye mulirinnyamu ekigere kyammwe nkibawadde mmwe nga bwe nagamba Musa olinnya olwokuna okuva mu
ddungu
okuva ku ddungu
togenda mu ddungu ngambye
from the desert
right from the desert come off this site not into the desert
togenda mu ddungu
don't go into the desert where else
okuva wa okuva mu ddungu
from the desert
from the wilderness onto this Lebanon
and to this Lebanon
even the great river
era no mugo munene
river Euphrates
umuga
and all the land is of the Hittites
era ne bifo byaba byaba it
aba eh and onto the great sea
era ne nyanje nene
towards the going down
era ngo musana jeguka
shall be what told
eh kakema napa
matwale bagasaze
territories were demarcated
kadi go rugena ngane
mudungu wanga baga to the desert
buri jigere cho chinali
jogaya
koma wo end there
in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Who has had it? Stand
up, shout hallelujah.
We
go to step forever. Step in their spirit. Step in the park of
Kampala.
Take it over. And you get maddened like that.
That's because
they love it everywhere. We step your foot.
Singa namlokoleyo ogeza yo.
Ali
ku motoka yo.
On the car of another.
You
know.
Nomga wali yeye yasonge bwakenga.
There is another point of the finger out.
Nomga to twist was a
situation. Get foolish like that.
Yakob Job esuli abiri Musa 10 nyaga. Katonda tukize bya songa kenga ro kubere
ebibi. Point of the finger to be yours.
Nebe ale bilinge.
Many others like those.
Oriaga mtumwa tulaki to sabule.
Apostle you command us to slap people.
You
slap them with the scripture. You give them a scripture. To tell them the rightful thing to do.
Adagange
do sabule. I'm going to slap someone out there.
Sibugandi keno msabule. Don't
you go slap them.
Give
them a scripture. Get them out of those they think.
So aburugada what were been to sinza na kubimalayo
ukumi
twetaga kubikwata chinachimu
many of them I can't finish them, we need to handle one by one
ukumalayo ndo bile stobalingo kuba 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 nabbi abaso kubikomya
so were them from the first prophets who restored them
bijja kuba binji muri munene nyo
be many it's a great work
nenga chijja kuba wasiwo kurestoringa order mukanisa yakatonda kwetu lesiyo
na storing order in church of God all over the world
inyi betujjo kujanga yo buli kimunga
there are many things which have
been tukitereza
each and we order it
kuruza ndi muno mtu kugena komanja
don't you think this heading is to hand tomorrow
binji yo kwatibwa
ku things are to be handled
chinzo tutwalire miaka simitono
can take us not a few years
ujiite etano
don't call say them 5 years
they want kuba dom sir
neither 7
neither about no watch ama mumoyo
you see how you error in spirit
no chamia dala mumoyo
you totally error in spirit
o sigada mbi andikwa lengo bina bulala
scriptures but you know them differently
bada bageta mura bagamba
yokana
3:16
John 3:16
Aduna boyagaris.
For God so loved the world.
Nokwayo mwana we.
Gave his begotten son.
Namwayo isolo kokere kuye.
Gave him the world to set free. Be saved.
Yes, we ajagara nge koze echi.
He loved it. It had done what?
Nawayo mwana we isolo kokere kuye.
Son the world to set through him. What did he do?
Mosingana mbuna abantu abulizi banji.
You find that people say they are evangelists.
Injili eno yonayo neri muno
all this gospel
akagambo obugambo
sato you speak out three words preaching
uri mubulizi wanje
you are an evangelist
uri mwogezi wabwa kabako
you are a spokesman of the kingdom of heavens
atanudo kwoti ngebyali kwa nolyo konyola nyola makuru gabyo
you quote scriptures twisting their meaning
uri okuzikira kogo
for your own destruction
kati ndozabe bachisala ko
I think you see that they cut it off
Yoshua tomusobye
bulu. Have you read Joshua? Chapter 1 verse 3.
Uruwe munali nyanga.
You step foot. You take over there.
Komao
in there.
Ate bidatu bikolele chibyo bigamba bite.
Others what should we do for the what do they say?
Akakagambo kemba denno nyako.
That's what I was looking for.
Obadono nyako, tobadono nyabya wandiko.
Looking for that word, we're not looking for scriptures. Yagama mu chamateke sura
yoko na in Deuteronomy
4
verses 1 and 2 and he says like this.
Ichamateke olwokubiri esura yoko na n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Deuteronomy chapter 4 from verse 1.
Nekakano gwe Isirayiri wulira amateeka n'emisango bye mbayigiriza okubikolanga mulyoke mubenga abalamu muyingire mulye ensi Mukama Katonda wa bajjajja bammwe gy'abawa. Olunyo olwokubiri, temwongeranga ku kigambo kye mbalagira so temukisalangako. Mukwatenga ebiragiro bya Mukama Katonda wammwe bye mbalagira.
Yes.
Temusalanga ku kigambo kyange.
Cut and subtract from my word.
Temubisalako temubyongerako.
Do not subtract, neither add on them.
Yes, yebaziwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Ebyo nebiragiro bitwalibwanga ebyokusala.
Those commands are taken as a joke.
Naye abantu baze basalako nebongeramu ebyabwe.
People have come subtracting, adding in theirs.
Ninanga munali nyanga munali yango na atamalayo.
You'll take over, he begins to join in what he wants.
Namu abawulira ne mugoberera.
You hear, you follow that.
Mwiza kugamba ki?
What can you say?
Kubanga mwasoko okufulibwa abagoberezi.
For you were first made followers.
So si bayigiriza ba Yesu.
Not disciples of Jesus.
Okimanyi ndi necho kizibu kyamanyi.
You know that is a problem.
Fede batutumanga ko bagoberezi ba Yesu.
Never been sent to get followers of Jesus. Not.
Batuma bayigirizwa.
They sent us disciples.
Abantu abayivu nga
people learned just like you.
Agenda okusobola okubyongera.
Won't be able to teach them to others.
Kankubulire ekyamba.
Let me tell you the secrets.
Gorokose chomancho osokerwako okumanya.
Get saved, you know what you first know?
Choino okufuna bibya wandi.
What you have to first
know? Nga wakaroko kawe
scriptures when you are newly born again.
Osobola fuka omuyigirizwa.
That you can become a disciple.
Yoda yekanisa okungirize kanisa.
Order of church, that's one of the whole church.
Kubato inacho ogenda gasambulo ko zitumanya yawani.
Prophet in salvation when you don't know scriptures.
Iranga tumanya makuru gabi.
Do not know their meaning.
Ichimuku byatulema ku order mu kanisa temuli. Oyokabulo ko simuwawa.
It's no order in church, you just get saved aimless, you move on.
Narokoka.
I got saved.
Mhm, no koroda
wala. And after what did you do?
Andi mu order je tuddako.
In the order we follow next.
Okuva lwotanulo okulokoka.
Right from when you get born again.
Agama wa okuva mu buto.
He said from your infant.
Obuto obulokozi.
Wamanyange ebyawo. Salvation, you new scriptures.
Lwachi kubonobera omuyigirizo.
For you have to be a disciple.
Ado ino kuba omuntu agendo sobolo byongerayo.
Be a pastor who be able to teach them to others.
Naira baba.
Now you look.
Kali kali ko one generation kali ko inawo to.
This generation you've reached somewhere.
Nito nuri dabanno.
Look to your brothers out there.
Abombusamize.
Those of sorcerers.
Oba manya byawandikibwa
ki? I wonder which scriptures they knew there.
Okubale babu yingira.
Since they entered in it.
Kati nuri amadini.
Look to religion.
When I musajja gwa mukuru wera be mudini eyo joga mambo
yachimanya liyajajao. The claims of your forefathers.
Gwa manya achi.
You, what did you know there?
Look
at those of false salvation. You know scriptures, those twisted. Shifted from their meaning.
You
seek for true salvation.
But
when you get saved and born again, you have no scriptures there and then.
Chitegeza nteri achadamu kulima.
Maybe no more will be able to deceive you.
Chitegeza kunyola byawandikibwa kubo boyima.
Twist scriptures for you have them.
Ato bamwete gafuno kubiyongera yonyeweze baganda.
Abiri mbutu. Spread them, strengthen your brethren and their righteousness.
Neno rokoka.
But you get saved.
Ole musaba saba.
You are in prayer.
Saba.
Pray.
Saba.
Pray.
Saba.
I pray, pray just like that.
Kubanga bulirojjo obako ogama ngenda kusaba.
You say I go, I'm going to beg God. That's what you say when you're coming.
Bosometa andikwa nyumba ya mkame na wanga chifo cha kusabira.
The house of prayer.
Bagambe yeno.
They tell you this is the house.
Yeno chifo cha kuigirizwa mwe nyumba yo kusabira mwe yego.
The house of prayer, it is you yourself.
Toma nyinga uri yekalu yakato.
You know you are a temple of God.
Ngomwe wakatunda tura
mwe. You are his temple.
Ngori wadembo sabira nga mu no we agali.
To pray with it everywhere you want, whether you want
chigo, whether you want to ibera nga ya kusabira.
It will be a house of prayer.
Ebintu banange.
The way things
are. These
many are perverted.
Rikadonda abira mnyumba ezimwane
nkono jaba. God is a house built with human hands.
Ulaba nawe
you see, even
eyo,
your house was not built by human hands. That's why it chose it.
Mama
did your mother form your nose? That formed it himself. It's his house.
What is Erad?
There are many.
Scriptures
were twisted from the meaning of God. When we were in the jail of heaven,
I started
with angels and holy ones in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. Came back, and none of the ministers on the world I wanted to be my friend. They go ask me who I pass with, and they tell us our characters.
Amos 3:3
will catch me.
Two
cannot move together. I agree with falsehood and hypocrisy. I remain alone. You still found me alone with Holy Spirit until you two will rise up to stand. Now I connect with who you show me one. And we move in this truth with you.
I mean,
and he preaches shameful things.
You
servants. I can't say you are a servant of God or Satan. You are hanging there. If you hear me calling you servant, you know I'm not sure whether of God or of Satan. You are there hidden.
They
have ever sat in those synagogues. But they lie and you almost hide under the chair. You wish.
Me,
I was always like this. My head is down.
And
it lies from where it starts from to where it ends. But you're seated in there. Express scriptures the way he wants. Now as we wind up in Revelation 22:18-19, after you subtract on the scriptures, you know like this, you no more have life.
You
subtract and twist their meaning.
It
go by the measuring line of the righteousness. You do not have life.
You
reach eternal life, you are awaited by hell. If you
subtract,
they blot you from the book of life. If you add in what you want, they add on you to the torments in hell. And they say he was going to be beaten 800 times a day. Now let them be multiplied by two. Revelations chapter 22 from verse 18.
Ntegeeza buli muntu awulira ebigambo eby'obunnabbi obw'ekitabo kino nti omuntu yenna bw'ayongerangako ku byo, Katonda alyongerako ku ye ebibonyoobonyo ebiwandiikiddwa mu kitabo kino.
Yes. They speak to you openly. Words of the book of God.
For I testify unto every man that he has the words of this prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these words, God shall add unto him the prejudices that are written in this.
But you know the plagues within the Bible. If you want to read a few of them, read Deuteronomy 28, come from verse 15, reach verse 60 something. Those alone, they are there in Deuteronomy. A lot of plagues there.
Then
you know, Bible, they have written many plagues within it.
They
add them to you as they are written in that Bible. And they all be reached upon you. Whether they will light a fire on you, you thank God for that. You
reach
them and you know that God can strike, know that two will come to pass on you.
Kakati tumara gajja mu kitabo kya Mukama n'otandika okulowooza nti oli muweereza
nga
bw'oyogera by'oyagala
yakugaa
toyogera nkusukka
ebyawandiikibwa
era toyogera nga by'oyagala ggwe yali akuuma obutuukirivu obwe
byawandiikibwa
birimu okusukka amakulu
gaabyo
kyovula bayatuise akomyewo
orde
eno muffe
You first finish that verse.
Okubikkulirwa essuula ey'abiri mu ebbiri n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omwenda.
Revelations chapter 22 verses 19.
Era omuntu yenna bw'ajjangamu mu bigambo eby'ekitabo eky'obunnabbi buno, Katonda alijjako omugabo gwe ku muti ogw'obulamu ne mu kibuga ekitukuvu ekiwandiikiddwa mu kitabo kino.
Yes.
Kati gwe manya.
Now you know. The book they wrote in their good things.
They
wrote from the book of life
never
appear. Every good thing that is scribed upon you.
It is
the words of God.
Subtract
and add in the blot you out of it. But remember many have done like that. See the religions and synagogues there. Even the false salvation. The false beliefs. Those are what they have heard. There is no life. There are no good things for them. No, they will hurt on you the place. You being risen in this generation. No, you have to fight for yourself and your brethren. In all.
Nga tusobola okukuuma oda
ekigambo
abantu tulina kubafuula abayigiriza okuva mu buto
obw'obulokozi bwabwe
ekyo tugenda okuba nga tulaba
kunaku olimukama
akuwa omukisa
weebale
okujja